Welcome to Extra Extra, presented by VDG Sports. I'm your host, Vince Douglas Gregory. No filter, very censored. Hey, you can just sit back and relax. Just calm down. Don't fret. Don't worry. Just relax, because I'm not going to keep you long. No. So you don't have to worry about me taking up all your time. You don't have to worry about me making your day harder. You don't have to worry about me making things difficult. I understand. I get it now. I'm not going to keep you long. But sometimes we have to do things we don't want to do. It happens. I can't say how often it happens. I can't say that it happens X amount of times. X being a number, not the actual X. This is a family. It's a family program. Yeah. X as in enter a number. So I can't give you the X amount of times of how often this occur, how often this take place, where you have to do things that you don't want to do. Family show. Because as a kid, no worries, just run around, play video games. All you had to do was maybe homework. And you didn't have to do that, really, because there were other people who offered to do homework for you, or your parents did your homework for you, or you just told a friend who was your classmate that they would be doing your homework for you. However it got done, or maybe it didn't get done. No judge zone. Point is, all you had to possibly worry about was homework, getting in trouble here and there. No real responsibilities that required you to do something that you didn't want to do. Do something that you didn't want to do. Then you started to get older. Then you're adult or young adult. Then you started to notice, I can't do that anymore because it's frowned upon. I can't do that anymore because it's not the right thing to do. People judge. And not only that, the bad things or the bad choices get magnified now because you're no longer the kid. You no longer get a pass. You're no longer the cute, cuddly kid who's adorable. Not anymore. You are an adult. You're grown and you should know better. Test the limits. You should know better. Can't do it. Cannot do it. However, if you were in a different place or there were different responsibilities thrust upon you because how things fell upon you in your life and your life situation and all of that, it's different. I understand. If you don't fall in that category, then it is not different. I don't know if I understand. We'll just say I do for the sake of argument.
Hey, that's how arguments work, right? Argument? Yeah. Sake of argument? You sit back down. Yeah.
Sake of argument. For the sake of argument. Just gonna stick with that for the final answer. can't get away with just doing whatever, whenever, however. Young adult, you should know better. That's frowned upon. That is frowned upon. And then you finally hit that point where it dawns on you. All that time when you was just a little kid, a little rug rat, saying, I wanna do that. Why can't I do that? Because you're not an adult. I wanna be an adult. So all that petulant kid type things and brattiness and wanting to just be free and do whatever. When rules and regulations was getting thrust upon you at an early age. Now you realize that maybe all those times where I just wanted to do whatever and just grow up real quick, real fast and be an adult, not a young adult, but a real adult, a grown up. Hey, that's not all it's cracked up to be. Grown up. Man, grown up have bills. Grown up have things they have to do that doesn't seem fun. Then you find yourself running or rolling around or palling around with, never scratched that. Then you find yourself just reminiscing, thinking about the good old days. Maybe you get caught up in the moment. And you remember that one Toys R Us song talking about you don't want to grow up because you are a Toys R Us kid. And the next thing you know, you're saying that and people around you, and they're looking around. It's like, ooh, so you are that. Where's the cops? Where are the police? Let's citizen arrest? No? Meanwhile, moving along. You're just reminiscing, thinking about the good old days, how you just wish that you were an adult. And now that you're an adult, now that you're a grown up, now that you're no longer a kid, no longer a young person, you're reminiscing, thinking back how you wish you were young again, how you wish you were a kid again, how you wish you didn't have all these obligations that you had to do. Right? Because you have to do things that you don't necessarily want to do. It's a given at some point, unless you fall in that 2%, 1%. Okay, gonna go with 2%. Unless you fall in that 2% category, no worries. You might as well just go ahead and relax on the couch or relax in the hot tub, maybe jacuzzi, and just continue on. Just let this go in one ear and out the other. This free information, not necessarily advice, but this free information does not apply to you. This free information can just go in and out. In fact, this free information, you don't even have to consume it. This free information, you can just tune it out. You can just ignore it. You can just fast forward or rewind, however which way you are going. Doesn't matter. Oh, and don't worry. No worries. It's cool. I am okay with it. Okay. Okay. But the rest of us, yay, the rest of us, you know who you are. You know who you are. You can go ahead and just take in this info. Just take in and think about it. Think about it. Do you remember when you were young, or maybe you're still young and you want to be grown up and you want to be an adult? Yeah. Don't worry. Whatever point you get to, whatever place you reach, you're gonna reach one of them. it's eventually. Unless you're the 2%, unless you're the 1%. If that's the case, just go ahead and ignore. Just go ahead. Because I am trying to be the man of the people. I am just trying to be the man of the people. I moved on from my mouth breathing campaign. I'm gonna come back to that. I'm gonna come back to that eventually. Now I'm looking forward to becoming the man of the people, standing up and being the man of the people. The mouth breathing campaign, it's definitely something that I'm still hoping that I can make it, that I can be that guy, that I can be that person. I'm still gonna push and try to do everything in my power, everything to become the leader of the mouth breathers. Obviously, I haven't won. Obviously, I need a lot of work. There are a lot of things that I should know and should be able to do and should be able to accomplish that I don't know, can't do, and haven't accomplished yet. It's on my list. It's definitely something that every once in a while, it keeps me up at night. Definitely keeps me up at night, but then I fall right back to sleep within a few seconds. But I do think about, what would it be like if I was the leader of the mouth breathers? See? Dreams. Anyway, those are dreams, but it doesn't fall in the category of doing something that I don't want to do. And I know you're probably thinking at this point, what could it be? What could it be? Or if you're the 2% at this place in time, you are aight. This thing that I have to do that I don't want to do, and this thing that I'm not too proud of doing it or having to do it, but I know it's needed. But I know it's something that I'm just gonna have to find a way to get through. I'm just gonna have to just take everything that I know, everything that I learned, all of my experience, and just find something deep within and be able to channel that to help me proceed of doing what I don't want to do. And I know it only happens every year, once a year, but every time, every year when this comes up, it always make me not necessarily nervous. It always make me frightened for the fact that I have to find a way. I have to figure it out. I have to be there. I have to be there. Not necessarily physically, but I have to be there mentally. I have to be there mentally. I can't check out. I can't mentally check out. I can't just say, hey, I'm going to my happy place. I can't just say, I'm doing a happy dance. I can't just say, no worries. I can't just say, I'm out. None of that.
No, none of that.
That's why it is what it is. It's Manny being Manny. Manny being Manny. And this year is no different. This year, the same anxiety. This year is the same thing. Granted, it's different, but it's still the same. The same difference. The same difference. And it's that time again. It's that time of year again. It's here. Can't avoid it. Can't get away from it. Don't know if it's going to be like last year. Don't know if it's going to be like the year before. Don't know if it's going to be like 10 years ago. I don't know anything about it. This isn't the same kind of adventure where getting petrol. This isn't the same kind of adventure when I'm getting fuel. This is a whole different kind of adventure wrapped in one. It's completely different. It's not the same. It's not the same. This lasts longer. This is an event on top of an adventure. Something like a main event. It's not a 5-minute affair. It's not something that's 10 minutes or 15 or 20. This is a main event. Adventure. This is something that's going to be long. That's why every year, I have to find or come from a different place to be able to push myself to the limit and win the challenge. Push myself to the limit and win the challenge. Because you have to do what you don't want to do. You have to do what you don't want to do. It's not like you're a kid anymore. It's not like you're a young adult where you can just say no. Doesn't work that way anymore. Doesn't work that way anymore. Because if it worked that way, I wouldn't watch the Super Bowl, the NFL Super Bowl. I have no interest in watching the NFL Super Bowl, but I have to watch it. I have to do what I don't want to do. And it's been that way for years. Every time the Super Bowl is every year. And I have to push myself and challenge myself to watch it. Who wants to watch the Super Bowl? Who wants to watch the Super Bowl when teams that you don't really care for play? Yay, I get to watch this. Yay, it makes me, yay, happy, joy. No. I'd rather pass. I'd rather do better things. I'd rather do something else with my time. Hey, how about this? Can I just watch the commercials? Because that's the real reason to tune into the Super Bowl, for the commercials. See, if I could just ignore the game, if I could just find a way to just mentally block out the game and just tune in and pay attention to the commercials, that's real life. That's living. That is living. The commercials are what make the Super Bowl. The commercials are the reason to tune in. The commercials, what keeps me year in, year out. Basically, what keeps me annually being able to make it through the Super Bowl. It's the commercials. If it wasn't for the commercials, I just don't know. Yeah. Talk about disarray.